What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At MetroPCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to MetroPCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. MetroPCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler and her extraordinary family. And I want this to be the best year ever for all our friends worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber, and even a fan, by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Welcome to the show today. The topic is how to have a healthy heart. And I want to dedicate this show to a really dear friend of mine who just this week had open heart surgery. So here's to a real speedy recovery, dear, dear friend. And I wish you all the best in everything in your world to make this your best year ever. Folks, our health guru, Beverly Nadler, is on hand to talk about a healthy heart. She is our health guru with her segment, Here's to Your Health, each and every Thursday. She has many gifts and talents, including she's an author, a poet, a researcher, a trainer, and I would say probably what's most important to me, my best friend. Beverly, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for that lovely intro. And I also want to say that I ditto what you just said about your friend, because I know him also, and he is a wonderful person, and I've been sending my prayers along with yours, and I know he will be making a speedy recovery.
Yes, absolutely, and I know there are major miracles on the way to him. And without having checked in with him, if I may use his name on air, I didn't want to do this, but he is a big supporter of this show and a tremendous influence in my life. So, Beverly Nadler, we welcome you to the show. It is American Heart Month, and you're one person that definitely has a piece of my heart. So go ahead and take it away, the one and only Beverly Nadler.
Well, your body actually makes new cells constantly, and we actually replace all the cells in our body in a certain amount of time, years, for all of the cells to be replaced. But the heart replaces itself in 6 months. What that means is that we actually have a new heart every 6 months. Now, does that mean that after 6 months you have a healthy new heart? No, because the new cells are simply duplicates of the old cells. And so if you don't have a, quote, healthy heart, you're not going to get a new healthy heart. You're going to have to do some things very differently from what you've been doing in order to cause your new cells to become healthier.
That's fascinating. And there's just so much to be learned about a healthy heart, because ask the average person, and like myself, I had always believed that cancer was the number one killer for people, and now I find out it is about heart disease, that it's so prevalent in this country and everywhere. It is amazing. So this is an important show, folks. You don't want to go anywhere. Back to you, Beverly.
Well, the primary causes of heart, you'll have to forgive me, I do not know what my voice decided to do this morning or why. It's very unusual, but I'm going to talk over it as best I can.
Now, why don't you just drink a lot more water, and in the meantime, I'll let the folks know about why they should be listening to this show each and every day, and that is in your own real voice. So see if you can clear it up. Water should do the trick, and we'll
Listen
come right
to
back
me.
To you.
I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Simply go to our homepage, JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Click on follow right under my picture on the upper left. You too can become a follower, a loyal listener, know about every show, every guest, and every topic. And a special warm welcome to Princeton Ballerina in the chat room, Deep Blue Sea, recent followers of our show. And here they are. They're back. And Beverly, let's have you back. Go ahead.
Okay, let's begin with the primary causes of heart disease. It's inflammation, oxidation, which means free radical damage, sugar, and stress. Notice I did not mention cholesterol. Researchers are now observing that cholesterol numbers are not a good predictor or cause of heart disease. More than half the people hospitalized with heart attacks have perfectly normal cholesterol levels, and about half the people with elevated cholesterol have perfectly healthy, normal hearts.
Go ahead.
Okay. Cholesterol is needed for your brain in order to function. So when you're taking something to remove cholesterol, brain doesn't function well, which explains why a lot of people find their memories going and their brain is not working as well. Cholesterol is also needed to make vitamin D, hormones, and bile acids for digestion. A significant problem when you take statins is the destruction of coenzyme Q10, which is extremely necessary for your health of your entire body, but especially for your heart. The same pathway that produces cholesterol also produces coenzyme Q10. So when you block that pathway at its actual starting point, which statin drugs do, you not only reduce your body's ability to make cholesterol, you also interfere with its ability to make coenzyme Q10. And that's very important because this is extremely important. This enzyme helps reduce blood pressure, and it improves the health of patients who have congestive heart failure. And it's a safe and effective long-term therapy, which the body naturally produces if we allow it to. Now, of course, I am not a doctor. I certainly cannot tell you if you're on statin drugs to stop taking them, but I do suggest that you talk to your doctor and ask him what measures you can take or if there's something you can do instead or how you can improve the health of your heart in spite of taking the cholesterol drugs. I, of course, as you know, if you listen to this show, don't take any drugs, and as far as I know, have no intention of doing so. There are many ways of reducing cholesterol with foods and with lifestyle. But again, talk to your doctor. I'm not in a position to give you any advice other than the suggestions that I do on the show and the information that I give you.
Beverly, I'm going to take a moment now because you stressed CoQ10. I'm certainly not a doctor. I'm not a researcher like you, but I do know one thing, and that is I have a product with the website being simplymagicwow.com, and the product is called Cardio 5000, a blend of therapeutic ingredients specifically formulated to increase your body's own miracle molecule nitric oxide. And it's designed to slow down the body's aging process, defend against inflammatory conditions, supports cardiovascular and heart health. It contains reservative, lots of CoQ10, berry L-citrulline, and 5,000 milligrams of L-arginine. I just want to say, without getting in it or spending too much time on it, some of the extraordinary benefits is that it supports the cardiovascular cardiovascular system, improves the immune function, increases energy and stamina, boosts endurance and strength, supports natural erectile function, no added sugar or sweeteners, no soy, no dairy, no wheat, no corn, no gluten. And it is an extraordinary product, which you can check out for yourself at simplymagicwow.com. Cardio 5000. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you for recommending that product. It does contain many of the nutrients that are very important for heart health, and especially with so many people taking statin drugs, which actually destroy the CoQ10 or interfere with your abilities, the body's ability to manufacture it, and I know it contains that, which is very important. So thank you for that. I want to move on with the other causes of heart disease, or the specific causes of heart disease, and cholesterol is actually not one of them. And inflammation is the most important, or one of the most important. In fact, what they're finding about inflammation now is that it's actually a problem in just about everything. Chronic inflammation, which is different than the inflammation that we have, let's say when you stub your toe or you hurt yourself in some way, you get a splinter. Inflammation actually, that's acute inflammation, which is essential for the healing process. However, systemic inflammation, which is now becoming so prevalent, it's pretty much epidemic because of all of the stress factors that create inflammation, this becomes a significant component of virtually every single degenerative condition, including Alzheimer's, diabetes, obesity, arthritis, chronic liver and kidney disease, and most importantly, heart disease. When chronic inflammation exists unchecked in the cardiovascular system, it really spells big trouble for the heart. And what causes inflammation, or is in combination with it, is what we call oxidation. And what you've probably heard is the term, or when I say most people have heard the term, free radicals, and that we need to take antioxidants, which is to prevent the oxidation that is produced by free radical formation in the body. And that is extremely important that we do that. The body's major antioxidant is glutathione. It is in every single cell in our body. And when we have enough glutathione, we can literally fight and prevent and neutralize and get rid of, I'll use all of the words, the systemic inflammation, and especially in the heart. When we don't have enough glutathione because the body is unable to manufacture enough, manufacturing declines as we age, as many things in our body do. But in addition to that, what causes the body to use up the glutathione would be stress, lifestyle, chemicals in our food, pesticides. So the body's supply of glutathione is vastly reduced, and the body simply can't manufacture enough. But there is one supplement, and this is, yes, supplements are necessary. Joyce mentioned one, and here is another one. They're both totally different. This supplement is for the exact purpose of creating, your manufacturing glutathione in your body, and it causes your body to produce glutathione.
Let me just say one word about that. They are different, and I take both products. So that product I endorse as well. I just want to share with you. It is something I take every day. So I am very familiar with the product. And those of you that follow the show, I know that if I endorse something on the show, it's with total integrity. Back to you, Beverly, and thank you for sharing that one.
Okay, and that, Joyce, is on your website. Would you just give that website for the glutathione, for ImmuniCal?
And that would be healingnaturally.me, healingnaturally.me.
Yeah, and its purpose, again, is to cause your body to produce glutathione, something that is absolutely necessary. And it has other functions also, which is to assist your immune system, strengthen your immune system. Of course, it fights the free radicals and it fights the inflammation, and it detoxifies. One of the causes of heart problems is the fact that we actually collect so much toxins from heavy metals and from the pesticides and the things that are now the chemicals that are just used in everything. And this collects in our arteries, our blood vessels, and not so much cholesterol, as they are now finding out. It's actually these toxic metals, and the glutathione helps the body to free yourself of or to get rid of these toxic heavy metals. Now, in addition to the supplements, you're going to need to change your diet. You know, people say, oh, I'll take the supplements. No, it's not enough. You're going to have to change your diet. That becomes extremely important. There are certain things that are healthy for your heart and certain things that are not. And since we're eating every day, most people three times a day, some people more than that, having snacks, which is sometimes highly recommended. Some people with low blood sugar need six small meals a day. So it's important to eat the right foods. So let me tell you what you need to increase your intake of and what you need to decrease your intake of. First,
and before we get to that, Beverly, I just want to say, because I personally endorse that other product, which is Immunitech, I want to reinforce that by sharing with you folks that the answer is yes.
Is there a secret to having more natural energy, improved health, and looking younger?
The answer is yes.
Can this secret increase your longevity, strengthen your immune system, reduce and prevent inflammation, and detoxify your entire body?
The answer is yes.
Can this same secret prevent and help your body heal acute and chronic diseases, shorten injury healing time, and increase production of your body's master antioxidant?
The answer is yes.
The answer is Immunical, an amazing, life-changing, all-natural health product.
Immunical has 77 worldwide patents and has been endorsed by the 2008 Nobel Prize winner for medicine.
Order Immunical now at the website healingnaturally.me. That's healingnaturally.me.
You finally know the secret to good health and staying young.
So if Healing Naturally is for you, go online now to order Immunical at the website healingnaturally.me.
That's healingnaturally.me.
Thank you for making the inquiry in our chat room, Deep Blue Sea. And that is Immunical, Immunocal, which you can check out for yourself at healingnaturally.me. Back to you, Beverly.
Okay, so what should we be eating? And I'm going to say that changing diet is not easy. We are all programmed to function in a certain way. So you're probably going to have to do this slowly, replacing certain foods, unless, of course, you're in a critical situation in which slowly isn't going to work, and you need to make that shift very, very quickly. So the foods that are important for you to eat are, one, dark leafy greens. That includes spinach, it includes kale, it includes also the slow-burning vegetables, such as, when I say slow-burning, meaning low glycemic, not adding a lot of sugar to your body. Asparagus, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, these are all important, and there are tons of recipes. You can find them in books, you can find them online, how to make these things tasty. But certainly, most people can find a salad and enjoyable, and you can add nuts to the salad or seeds to the salad to make them more enjoyable and give them some crunch. But dark leafy vegetables and other vegetables are very important. If you're doing grains, if you're gluten sensitive, then you're not going to want to use certain grains such as whole wheat, but you can do grains such as amaranth and quinoa. These are very, very healthy, and steel-cut oatmeal, very, very healthy. I want to say, when I talk about foods, I am always referring to organic foods when possible, produce when organic's not available, locally grown, because then you are not likely to have as many pesticides on the foods, as many chemicals when they're locally grown, because these are farmers that are actually growing food for their families, and so they're not likely to use heavy pesticides in them. So that's what you want to look for in your fresh foods. When you're getting packaged foods, of which there should be a minimum, you need to check the ingredients that it does not have sugar, it does not have hydrogenated oils, it doesn't have chemicals and things that you cannot pronounce. And they should be reduced as much as possible. Back to what you should be eating, you need fiber. In fact, they found some interesting, fascinating things about fiber, is that when you have enough fiber, they found that studies 29% reduction in heart disease for every 10-gram increase in fiber. That's amazing. So what provides fiber? Well, a lot of our fruits do. Apples, for one, and beans, kidney beans, navy beans. These are high in fiber. The inside of the grapefruit is also a source of fiber. In other words, the white part of the grapefruit or oranges. These are very important. I mean, a 29% reduction with something as simple as that, that's phenomenal. Fruits, important. You want the fruits that are not too high in sugar, and the reason for that is we are just getting way too much sugar. So you can say, well, it's natural sugar, but it still is fructose, and it's still sugar in the body. You want a minimum of that, and that leads to do not drink fruit juice, or if you do drink fruit juice, make sure it's pure fruit and always dilute it with pure water. Some of the better fruits, and I'm saying they're healthy. Fruit is definitely healthy. Cherries, plums, strawberries, blueberries, apricots, pears, apples. These are all extremely healthy fruits. Again, they should be organic, especially your strawberries and apples, because they are sprayed with so many different pesticides and chemicals that it's unbelievable to me when I read how much of this is going into our bodies now. They find newborns, you know, come out of the womb filled with chemicals and pesticides because their parents have been eating them. And this is a problem that we're going to have to read labels. And when you're getting your fruits, as much as possible, make them organic. You need sources of essential fatty acids, particularly the omega-3s. And this is found in cold water fish, and we're talking about fish that is not farmed, but fish that is ocean, you know, out in the ocean, running free. Especially your salmon is particularly good, and sardines is particularly good. These are important. Also, they have organic eggs fortified with DHA, which is one of the parts of the omega-3 fatty acids that are highly recommended. Eggs, remember, used to be a culprit. Don't eat eggs. There was so much research done years ago, I'm saying 30, 40 years ago, that showed that eggs were not the culprit. And today, of course, doctors are coming to that conclusion that eggs are not a culprit, and in fact, cholesterol isn't necessarily a culprit either. Healthy fats are very important. Olive oil, sesame oil, avocado oil, eating avocados, coconut oil, eating coconut, very important. In fact, coconut is getting a lot of press lately. It has different fatty acids. They're called medium-chain fatty acids. And not only are they good for the heart, but they also neutralize and kill many different viruses and bacteria. So, and they taste good. I'm a great lover of coconut. And you can cook with coconut oil. It also has, if you don't like the actual taste, there is such a thing as coconut oil that is tasteless, that also exists. Nuts and seeds, very important, very heart healthy. What kind of nuts? Walnuts, almonds, chestnuts, also flax seeds, chia seeds, sunflower seeds. These are all wonderful for the heart. And the best kind would be that is not roasted and that is not cooked in oil and is not salted. I'm talking about raw nuts and raw seeds. There's also such a thing as sprouted seeds, and when they're sprouted, that's particularly healthy. So you can say, well, it doesn't give me many foods that I love. Well, there's fish, there's vegetables, there's, you can spice up your foods. In fact, if you use a lot of spices, they found that people who do a lot of spices actually have healthier hearts. So add spice. Cinnamon is a good spice. Turmeric, which has been used for 6,000 years medicinally, is particularly important, and it's one of the Indian spices that are very helpful. Ginger is very good. All of these things added to your foods, can also other fresh herbs such as rosemary, thyme, basil, add them to your foods. They make things much more tasty, and a low on salt. In fact, don't even use table salt. Just get sea salt or an herbamy or something that contains some sea salt but also is filled with herbs. That's the primary seasoning that we use in my home. Onions and garlic are two terrific heart healers. They both have antioxidant effects, so use them in your foods. And even you can have some cheese, particularly organic, feta cheese, cottage cheese, even grated Parmesan cheese. They are actually recommended in some of the research by doctors. The research that I'm giving you is by doctors, and including MDs. So it's not something that we just, you know, picked out of the sky somewhere. This is based on genuine research. You can have some meat, but it should be grass-fed or organic. And you don't want, and definitely without hormones, you do not want any hormones added to your food. I have more to say, but I'm wondering if Joyce has anything to add before I continue on the foods.
What I'd like you to do at this time is take a moment and share about your website and what you have to offer in that website, why people should be listening to you, not only listening to you, but seeing what you have to say as well.
Okay, my website, my basic main website is BeverlyNadler.com, and the information in there includes a lot on nutrition, mental health, the coaching that I do, the speaking that I do, my poetry is on there, and also books that I've written and obviously would recommend, such as Vibrational Harmony, which explains the universal laws and also how the mind works. And Joyce wrote the foreword for that, so when you order that book, you need to be sure to read the foreword. The other book is Loving the Game of Life. Also, another website on there is Breakthrough Health, which has a lot of health information, mentions some of the things I'm talking about, but many things that are more, when I say general, not just about the heart, but about the general health all around. And there are two websites that are not listed that I would like to offer you as a gift, free gift, listeners, two book e-books that I wrote, which are actual books. They're not just, a few pages. They're actual e-books, and they are a free gift to you. The websites for that is www.vibrationalharmony.biz. And the biz is nothing to do with business other than the business of health. One of the books is on stress, what it does, what you can do to combat it. And the other is the laws of the body. And there you will find a tremendous amount of information on nutrition and the other laws of the body, which have to do with rest and recreation, which have to do with exercise, which has to do with several other things that the body actually requires and for good health. So both of those are available for you to download as a free gift as a listener of this wonderful show.
And folks, for those of you that are inspired enough to go into that website, as a coach, I say to you, if not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, that is my favorite mantra, one of them, if not now, when? For those of you that have goals, for those of you that have a bucket list, for those of you that plan on doing things, ask yourself, if not now, when? And let me just share with you my official website, which is Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. And in it, you'll find out all about my coaching, and you will see countless testimonials of people who have utilized my skills in seminars, in success coaching, and home business coaching. And let me share with you just a few of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, when you send that email, just put Hart, H-E-A-R-T dash Beverly in the subject line so I will know the show that inspired you to connect with me. And in the that would be in the subject line, and in the text, your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I will call you and give you a free consultation on what it's like to work with a coach or have a home business or whatever it is you'd like to connect about. That would be a free consult. My pleasure, just for sending that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Back to you, Beverly.
I would like to thank you for referring people to my website and tell you how much I enjoy the fact that you are such a wonderful coach, that you can raise people from the dead and coach them. It is extraordinary. I want to continue with food, end that, and move on to the other things that are very important. One other food that is extremely healthy in moderation, which most people will enjoy, is dark chocolate. And the higher the amount of, they have this like percentage of some of the things that are actually the most important part of the chocolate. And 70% cocoa is a great balance. And I used to love only milk chocolate, but it really doesn't have a benefit for the heart. I started eating the dark chocolate, and I absolutely love it, and I get organic dark chocolate. It does have some sugar in it, but it has a minimum amount of sugar, and since I don't eat any other processed foods with sugar, it's okay. The things to eliminate, this is very important, and when I say eliminate, I realize that most people are not going to eliminate them, but if you cut down and then move slowly, maybe eventually you will eliminate them, and that would be soda. Those that with or without sugar is not good for your body. Anything containing refined white flour or sugar. And, of course, that's most, but certainly not all, breads, bagels, cookies, brownies, pies, cakes. Certain, there are plenty of recipes of creating these foods with healthy ingredients. They exist. You have to find it. Anything with partially hydrogenated oils, which I mentioned before, and they are commonly in the commercially prepared foods. The starchy vegetables are not the best, such as corn and peas. You can have them occasionally, but they're not the best. Canned vegetables are usually very high in sodium, which is not good. Plus, a lot of the cans are lined with, I don't know what particular chemical. Some cans actually say they do not have that, but most cans do. And then, as I mentioned before, your fruit juices, you're going to have to lower that. The omega-6 oils, you certainly need some of those, but they should be reduced as when your omega-3s are added to them, and that's corn and safflower oil and sunflower oil and canola oil. So you use little of those. But there are many other things you need to do for your heart. I want to mention that last week's show was called The Power of Love, or The Healing Power of Love. That was last Thursday. And we talked about the fact that your heart has its own nervous system, that your heart responds to your emotions, and particularly to love. And the healing power of love literally affects this organ. The heart is more than a physical organ. Today we're talking about the physicality, but last week we talked about mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects. And so that's
folks, want to share that The Healing Power of Love, it was a wonderful show. You can find it in our archives. It aired live on February the 11th. But simply go to our archives. You can just arrow down. It's within, just about a week ago. And at any time you want to hear Beverly's other shows, just type in the search bar of Joyce Barry and Friends.com. Type in Beverly Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. Healing Power of Love in our archives, February 11th, and it's last date on top.
And that would be one of the very, very important things that you need to do, is to take care of your heart with your emotional. We talked about stress being one of the major causes, and, of course, we have stress is a part of life, and we have physical stress, we have chemical stress, but the one that affects us the most is our internal reactions, which is the emotional stress. So listening to that show, and there's an exercise there to help your heart, in a very simple exercise, highly recommended. Now, in addition to that, other things that we want to do is we exercise. You do need to exercise. If you've had heart problems, then you want exercise, and we talk moderate exercise. You're not going to, you know, run any races. Walking all the time. I'm reading how just walking for a mile a day, and that's not that much, is a wonderful, wonderful exercise. We don't do it every day, three times a week. Also, getting up, don't sit all the time. They find that constant sitting, which is what we do generally in front of a computer or in front of a television set, sitting in a car, sitting in any mode of transportation, we need to stand up even if we don't do anything. Just get up. Allow your body to shift from that position, because the constant sitting actually creates problems, and not with just the heart, but with many, many organs in your body. So the exercise, and just occasionally, if you're sitting for more than an hour, set a timer so that you just get up. It wouldn't hurt if you, you know, do a couple of a little bit of walking or jogging in place, but at least get up. Changing your attitude, and it's something that we didn't get into in detail last week, so I'm going to get into a little more detail today. And next week, we have a show called Mind Over Matter, and how your mind affects everything about your body and your health, not just your health, but everything about your life. But there are emotional healers also, and what we call spirituality. It's very interesting that more and more physicians and healthcare providers are discovering that spirituality is actually a healing tool. There is scientific evidence that suggests that faith, religion, or no belief in God or in a higher power literally lowers death rates and increases health. And this is fascinating. Double-blind studies worldwide have shown that people who are prayed for by others, even if they do not know that is happening, have higher survival rates and fewer complications from heart surgery. I know you will find that particularly interesting, Joyce.
I find all your information particularly interesting, barring none.
Well, I'm thinking in the fact you are praying for your friend, just as I am, and that whether he knows that or not, that increases his survival rate and fewer complications. So it's a wonderful thing, prayer. Meditation and relaxation, very important. Very important to just stop. Even if you just stop certain times during the day, take a few breaths, sit down, relax, allow your body to get back to what's known as homeostasis, a balance that will relax your heart. It will help your heart, because your heart is working so hard. And when you're under stress, as we are, there's certain stress hormones that affect the heart. And we want to do everything we can to stop that process, to stop the stress spiral, and meditation and relaxation helps, as does sleep. If you're not getting a good night's sleep, then we have a show that you can find in the archives with all kinds of recommendations for how to get a good night's sleep. Turning off your worry, of course, is one of the things. And if you do get into spirituality, you can literally hand your worries over to a higher power and allow yourself. But that's, again, that's mind over matter, being able to allow yourself to think in a different way. Also, body work. I love body work. Massages, body work, Reiki, different techniques. My favorite is chiropractic care. And chiropractic works specifically on your nervous system, and the nervous system is the master system of the body. So chiropractic care helps to reduce the stress response in your body, and it helps your nervous system to actually assist all of your other systems in being healthier. I remember when I first started working in my ex-husband's office, the chiropractor, he still is, still practicing, by the way, at the age of 86. I imagine it's his nutrition and his chiropractic care that he gets that keeps him able to continue to do that. When I first started working there many years ago, one of his patients said, if I didn't come into this office to reduce my stress with these chiropractic adjustments that your husband gives, he says, I don't think I'd be alive. So if you're not familiar with chiropractic, hey, we've got some shows also that you can download. Just look them up in the archives. There's a menu, a place for you to put in the show that you want. My name and then what you particularly want, since we don't know the particular dates. And we will probably be doing some more shows on all of the things that we've mentioned, because there's always new information, and keeping in line with and keeping up to date with the health factors is something that I love to do. It is, I would call it almost an addiction, reasonably healthy addiction, because I do stop and smell the roses and meditate and pray and relax and, as I said, get some massages and my chiropractic care. Take care of myself so that I can continue to do what I love. And, of course, one of the things that I love is being on this show and having Joyce as the hostess, most assuredly with the mostest, because she allows people to present things that can help change their life.
And, folks, those of you that are taking heed of all the extraordinary advice that Beverly is giving to you today, I had asked you to ask yourself the question, if not now, when? And as a coach, and I know this ongoingly, there's always people who say, oh, I definitely will get to the walking someday. I'll get to the meditation someday. I'll get to those websites someday. So for all of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this just for you. And we're having a technical glitch here, so give me a moment, please, every once in a while. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? I want to go to our studio lines for a moment. Mary Angela, I know for a fact that you have a very happy heart. My question, and a good heart. My question is, do you have a healthy heart?
You know, it's interesting you said that because I was having a little challenges, and I found that if I take magnesium in the morning and right before I go to sleep, it actually helps my heart, and it also helps me not grind my teeth at night.
Okay, I'm not a doctor, so I have no comment about
that. Magnesium is one of the nutrients that is very important for the heart, so that's a very good point. Thank you for that, Mary Angela.
You're welcome, dear.
And you might want to check out that Cardio 5000, a product specifically designed for that. It's simplymagicwow.com. Thank you for calling in. And back to you, Beverly. What do you want to wrap up? And I'm sure you have
But I do have things that are really important to mention, and that is something people may not be aware of. One is that women are twice as likely as men to die after suffering a heart attack. And Barbara Streisand created something called Women's Heart Alliance. She co-founded it with Ronald Perlman, who is a philanthropist, and they're doing a lot of research to discover also that women do not have the same necessarily the same symptoms, jaw pain, fatigue, stomach upset, back pain may be a signal of a heart problem. They need more education, and you might want to look up Barbara Streisand of the Women's Heart Alliance to find out more. The other thing is that there is something that's called a silent heart attack. The symptoms are not the usual heart attack symptoms. They're similar to so many benign conditions such as having being tired, having a headache, things that have you don't think of being anything to do with the heart. But they found that on looking through imaging that there is a lot of scarring, scar tissues on the heart. And a large number of people, hundreds of thousands, in fact, 155,000 Americans, the American Heart Association estimates, have silent heart attacks each year and don't know it. Now, that could be a very scary thought, but let me tell you this so that you will understand what we've talked about today. The food that I talked about, the other things, lifestyle changes, these are the exact same things that you would do if you did have a silent heart attack. So the fact that, gee, I wonder if I had one, doesn't mean that you have to get scared about it. What you can do is, just like Joyce's poem said, if not now, when, is take your health in hand, your nutrition, your lifestyle, exercise, meditation, prayer, relaxation, positive thinking, reducing your stress and also losing weight, listening to last week's show and doing the exercise, the simple exercise for the health of your heart through the emotional part. All of these are the things you're not going to be doing anything differently. But the fact is, it is important, I believe, for people to be aware of what more and more researchers are finding out about the heart.
Very good, Beverly. You wanna conclude with your poem as we wrap up here?
Yes, I do. We're spiritual beings in physical form, living in the third dimension. Physicality makes it possible to achieve our desires and intentions. Our incredible, intricate human body has so many awesome parts, and the most awesome of all of them are our amazing brain and heart. Without them, we could not be alive. Of course, every part has a vital role, but there's something mystical about our heart, for it expresses our very soul. The heart knows the truth. There's a lovely song that reveals this. Our brain runs our body and mind, but our heart knows when we feel this. Feed your brain with uplifting thoughts. Eat healthy, exercise, and rest. Nourish your heart with love and joy. Learn how to master stress. sing, dance, play, breathe deep. Imagine your cherished dreams coming true. Take good care of your brain and heart, and they will take good care of you.
Bravo, that was extraordinary. Thank you once again for another fabulous show, another wealth of information, and I want to close with my special prayer for all of you. Make this the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May this be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life, with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. Just allow those miracles to show up in your life by simply being open to receiving them. Folks, laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us, and you can do that right now to the Joyce Barry Mass.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get two free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get two free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch two lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.